Support comes from the St. Louis Public Library Foundation. During these challenging times, free access to digital resources is a necessity. You can help our community stay connected. Support your St. Louis Public Library at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Women today make up about 60% of college and university enrollment in the U.S., but it wasn't so long ago that higher education was firmly the province of men. What's also true is that women have pursued academic study in spite of social limitations and pressures, and rallied to help other women do the same. In 1901, the College Club of St. Louis was founded to support that very cause. Its work has featured a long tradition of awarding scholarships to young local women bound for college or university. And this year marks a milestone birthday for the organization. Here to talk with us about the significance of reaching that 125-year mark and the organization's continued importance, we welcome Brenda Davis. She's the president of the College Club of St. Louis. Brenda, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, Brenda, why is making it to 125 years such an achievement?
It is the continued promotion of education for women, not just to high school, but beyond. And that's one thing the club was founded on. They wanted women to go to college. They even had rallies in parks where they would invite young women and pass out information about colleges. Their goal was to promote education of women.
Mm-hmm. Now, your involvement with this organization was through an educator that you saw while you were out, right? Tell us about that.
Well, I was working at one of the polls, and a lady came through, and she recognized me as having been in her college class. And I went as a teacher. It was a master's class I took. And she said, well, how about you would be a good person to join our organization. So she recruited me at the polls where I worked. And so I followed through with that.
Yeah. What was it that appealed to you about the organization and the work it was doing?
To be honest, I think it was the scholarships we were giving away.
Mm. Tell me more about that.
Well, I think it's kind of incredible that we can give scholarships to women now. When I went to high school, we didn't even have sports for women. And there were no scholarships for women. And when I graduated from high school, they said, you can be a secretary or a nurse, you know. And they looked at my aptitude, and it was in engineering. They said, well, maybe you can go in the military. They had no other promotion for me. So I felt like we need women out there promoting other women.
Mm-hmm. What kind of difference would a scholarship have made for you when you were just beginning college?
Well, for me, it would not, because my father paid for it.
Mm, okay.
And I was one of the older children, so he didn't have other kids at college at the same time.
Oh, sure.
So I was the only one. Mm-hmm. So. But I know my best friend graduated top in the class. She could not go to college because mm-hmm. she couldn't afford it. So she became a secretary. And eventually, she got enough money to go to college.
Mm-hmm. On this note of scholarships, last year, 24 scholarships of $10,000 each were given to seniors from St. Louis public schools, either in the city or in the county. Can you talk with us about what that scholarship money supports?
It supports their tuition and their residence, I think. And in the past, I know that they've used it to buy medical books or buy books because they needed that. But it supports a lot.
Mm-hmm. There was a story that you had shared with me about what one of those first scholarships went to buy. Tell us that story.
Yeah. Well, you know, in the beginning, they saw a need for a lot of things, but they gave a pair of shoes to a girl so she could walk to Washington University. She just needed a pair of shoes just to walk there. And then in 1906, they gave $100 in scholarships out, which was a lot of money at that time.
Can you talk with us about the history of the organization and maybe some of the women who were instrumental, not only in getting it going, but in keeping it going?
Well, I know Charlotte Baumann, and she would be in the middle of that century. She was involved in, and then she bequeathed us an endowment from, we got 10% of an endowment that she left and was managed, and that helped a lot. But there have been so many women who were really involved in the city of St. Louis and the community, you know, that, and they put articles in the society page. And when it first started, there were 5 newspapers in St. Louis in 1901. Mm-hmm. And so they had society pages in there. But my actual recognition of names are not that good.
Okay. Well, there are a couple of books that have been written to go over mm-hmm. that history. Now, the importance of this club, what made it necessary? It was not restricted to scholarships. It was also about intellectual engagement,
mm-hmm.
wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think it was made necessary because the women at that time, they graduated from college, and they wanted something more than a quilting bee or joining a church choir. And they wanted information. They couldn't vote. They didn't get to vote until 1920. There were suffragettes that started College Club and belonged to College Club, but they saw a big need for women to promote themselves.
I started the segment by mentioning that there is now a majority of women who are enrolled in university and college mm-hmm. here in the United States. But the work that this organization is doing, College Club of St. Mm-hmm. Louis, it remains important. Why is that?
Because, number one, college is so expensive now. And I also think that women need college degrees to advance and to earn a decent living. Young men can go into construction, a trade, or there are a lot of things that they can go into and make the same thing. But a woman to move out of a secretarial position will need a college degree.
What are some of the professions that women who have received these scholarships have gone on to pursue?
Well, I've seen some in the past, and I don't remember their names, but there have been pediatricians, people that have written novels. And one I had a letter here from a woman who was going to get a degree in marine biology. Mm-hmm. So it's just a variety of things.
And they're going to schools all over the country, right?
Yeah, they went to colleges everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You said that your son had a question for you about yeah. why you don't give scholarships to men.
Yeah, my son said, well, why don't you give men scholarships? I said, well, honey, when you elect a woman president, I'll think about giving men scholarships.
Mm-hmm. And how did he respond to that?
He just stopped.
Okay.
he could not move on.
Mm-hmm. So celebrating 125 years, you will be doing that tomorrow,
right.
In fact. What is in store there?
Well, we're having from 10:30 to 11:30, I have a disc jockey that's playing a female artist from the 20th century. So we'll go from Etta James, Aretha Franklin, all the way up to Adele.
Okay.
You know, and folk music in between, Joan Baez and stuff like that. So we'll have that and some Spike Punch.
Okay, sure. It's perfect for a Thursday afternoon.
Yeah. 10:30 to 11:30. And then the history committee is putting on some big presentation that they want to keep a secret.
Mm-hmm.
And so that'll be from 11:30 to 12:30. And then at 12:30, we'll have our luncheon.
Mm-hmm. Brenda, you have been the president of College Club of St. Louis for a little longer than most people
yes,
have.
I have.
Is it 5 years going on
yes,
six?
Yes.
So what are your hopes for the future of this organization and, you know, what it will do moving forward?
my big hope is that it'll grow. And any time I have a chance, I go to any organization anywhere, I ask for time for a little commercial. Mm-hmm. And I do a commercial for College Club. My hope is that our membership grows and that the counselors at the schools promote our scholarship better than they've been doing. Mm-hmm. We only have 58 applications this year.
Yeah.
And there should be more.
So this is public schools in St. Louis County and in the city.
And St. Louis City, mm-hmm. definitely.
So we're putting out the call here.
Yes,
now.
We are. Yeah.
Well, Brenda, congratulations
Thank
on
you.
125 years.
Thank
Have
you.
A great time tomorrow.
Okay, we will. We will.
Brenda Davis is president of the College Club of St. Louis.
This episode was produced by Elaine Shaw.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Dorr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.